Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Hello out there, and welcome to a special Real Estate Roundtable broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is indeed Ray Post, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to welcome all of the buyers, sellers, and renters, and homeowners, and real estate brokers who are tuning into the show today. In a few minutes, I will be joined by a variety of experts who will offer their commentary on a range of issues that you have told us you want to hear about. But before we get going with that, I invite you to go to our website and check out all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Again, simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com, and check out these stellar companies. And one of these companies, which everybody's heard about, Gino, I know you've been there, is Maria's New Mexican Kitchen, which offers you some of the best local fare around. Just stop by Maria's at the corner of Cordova Road and St. Francis Drive today. Or for more information, give Al Lucero and his gang a call over there at Maria's at 983-7929. That's 983-7929. Or you can always check out Maria's by going again to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com. As always, if you want to send us your own real estate comments and questions today, just drop me an email at rpost@atreradio.com. Again, that's rpost@atreradio.com. Now, we have a very full show today, and I want to kick things off by getting some state-of-the-market commentary from Andrew Hoffman, who is advisor to All Things Real Estate. Andrew, I think you have some thoughts on two mortgage entities that have very familiar names. Is that correct?
That's true. True indeed. Fannie and Freddie are not our long-lost relatives. They are acronyms for organizations, the Federal National Mortgage Association and the Federal Home Loan Mortgage Corporation, that are critical to smooth operation of the mortgage business. Originally, they were government-sponsored enterprises. Actually, they were private companies chartered by the federal government who would purchase mortgages from lenders, bundle them together, and sell them to investors as mortgage-backed securities bonds with a tacit government guarantee. In the mortgage meltdown that happened in the last couple of years, they became virtually the only investor that found themselves indeed in their own right in trouble and were ultimately taken over by the federal government. The Treasury has invested almost $150 billion in stabilizing Fannie and Freddie since 2008. And they're now run by a division of the U.S. Treasury, which also runs the FHA loan program. Fannie and Freddie are important because they create liquidity in the mortgage market. Lenders send loans to Fannie and Freddie, sell loans to Fannie and Freddie, for which they retain servicing rights, which are about 0.25% of each mortgage, and get funds for making new loans. Fannie and Freddie also established the guidelines for what is an acceptable loan, and these guidelines have become sort of the base for all mortgages. Individual lenders may have overlays that allow them to veer away from some of these guidelines, but it really is basically the Fannie Freddie guidelines that rule. Recently, though, the Treasury Department announced plans to scale back their involvement in the mortgage market over a 5 to 7 year period. And in its proposals, the federal government will turn over most of the system to private investors, which may in fact be commercial banks, but will retain a smaller role in order to help low-income, rural, and military borrowers. At present, there are only proposals for discussion, but it is understood that there will be changes. Without government involvement and that either real or tacit guarantee at the federal government, it's inevitable that mortgages will become more expensive. And that's the story.
Well, and you're indeed correct that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are in the news. A lot of people are reading about it. They have been there for so long they weren't totally aware of the importance that they played in the mortgage market. And I think that the jury is still out. I think you're absolutely correct, Andrew, on what Congress will do with these proposed changes by the administration. But at the end of the day, if they are gone, those two entities, and it's left to commercial banking, your hunch is that interest rates will go up, the cost of getting a mortgage will be more. Is that the bottom line?
That is. I understand the purpose, but again, as with a lot of the regulations that have come along in the last 2 years, it's the consumer that really is taking the brunt of the change.
Yeah. Well, we've heard about this before, so we just have to wait and see what the administration along with Congress does in this sweeping and major change. Andrew Hoffman is always a very sage counsel. Thank you for giving people sort of the primer on Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. I will talk to you next Sunday, okay?
Thanks, Ray.
Bye-bye. I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community, which is located in Chama, New Mexico, situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking 100-mile views of the Rockies and San Juan Mountains. Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites, ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each ranch site offers outdoor enthusiasts access to private recreational options, including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking. And for those with equestrian interests, there could not be a better setting. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and abundant amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact, while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, you can go to discovercanyonridge.com. Again, that's discovercanyonridge.com. Or you can actually go to my site on Sotheby's International Realty and take a look at the development. We're listing it now for the owners of Canyon Ridge. And, in fact, Mike Plant, who is a co-managing director of Canyon Ridge, is going to be in New Mexico on the 3rd of March. And we're going to feature him in a little group setting so people can learn more about it. So if you want to find out more about Canyon Ridge, again, go to discovercanyonridge.com. I now want to welcome the well-known interior designer Annie O'Carroll to the show. Thank you, Annie, for carving out some time on your Sunday to join us. How are you doing?
Great, Ray. Thank you.
Now, all the data is showing that home remodeling and renovation are really up these days. Annie, what are your suggestions about how an interior designer can help someone in these activities?
Well, I have to say I feel really strongly about this issue because we are getting people coming to us with sort of lump sum numbers that I don't think that there's a real clear understanding of what's included in those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do as interior designers is we take the numbers, we pull them apart, and we try to really understand and educate people on as to what they can get for what price point. And I think it's really important because when you start to do a project and you get a lump sum number, until all of those materials, specifically the finishes, are broken out, it's difficult to know what it is you're getting. And as the project moves down the line and you start selecting, that's when you realize that you really are not going to be able to afford the things that you like.
Mm-hmm.
So if interior designers get involved in the beginning and you specify tile, plumbing, appliances, things like that, then that finish package can be handed to a contractor for bidding, and they know exactly what it is that you want to put in your home.
Yeah, and part of your business, too, is you work on a regular basis with a number of builders at the ground level to help them develop a plan, and are you finding that at the end of the day, is much more beneficial to be at the front end rather than being called in later on?
Absolutely. We're working with clients right now, and they're just considering remodeling, and they're working with us to specify all of their finishes so they really have an understanding of what they'll be paying for the things that they want to include in their home. They can then take that package, and they can have various builders bid on it, but everyone's also bidding on the same thing, which is important.
Right. And I think, though it is important everywhere in Santa Fe area, New Mexico as a whole, we find that integrating what's going on the outside of a house, landscaping, hardscaping, what's going on with the building of a property or remodeling or renovation is so tied in with the interior design. These things often need to be sort of wrapped together. Otherwise, you've got a sort of a convoluted look and feel. Is that sort of the reality?
Yes, or you have a house that's $1 million and you go to pick the finishes, and the person that you're working with, the budget is $2 a square foot for tile, and it doesn't fit. You know, it's got to be at a level that your house is at. And the same thing, if it's a $500,000 house, you want materials that are going to support that price point.
Mm-hmm. Well, as always, excellent suggestions from Annie O'Carroll. And if you want to contact Annie for your own interior design needs, go to our website. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And then go right to the Annie O'Carroll logo. She is a big supporter of All Things Real Estate, which we are most appreciative of. And, Annie, I hope you're going to enjoy the rest of your Sunday afternoon.
Yes, I am. Thank you, Ray.
And I'll tell you what, we're going to be doing some remote broadcasts coming down the pike, and love to have you join me on some of those, so I'll get back to you with the schedule, okay?
Sounds great, Ray. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, Gino, before we go to our break, I want to remind everyone about the well-regarded institution Santa Fe Trust, New Mexico's largest independent trust company. Santa Fe Trust offers a full range of products and services, including personal, custodial, life insurance, special needs, and charitable deed trusts, as well as private foundation administration. For more information, please call CEO Kathy Roberts and her team of professionals at 984-2700. Again, that's 984-2700. And let Santa Fe Trust assist you with your own estate planning activities. I also want to take a moment to tell you about our good friends over at Westgate Properties LLC, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management, and with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is actually improved. Again, for more information, you can call Tom Simon, who is the owner of Westgate Properties, at 995-3134. That's 995-3134. And I should tell you that we did a very successful remote broadcast with Tom Simon at a Homeowners Association seminar on the 23rd of January. Tom was so excited by the response from the public on that. We're going to be staging some more remote broadcasts, so we'll be getting back to all of the listeners with that schedule. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, I'm going to be introducing a very special guest, a well-regarded and well-known correspondent, as well as a best-selling author. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
There are really two ways to buy insurance, from someone who represents only one company or from an agency like Hub International, where they represent several companies and serve you first. You see, at Hub International, we're an independent agency, so we can give you the best program for your needs, picking from many insurance companies. You'll get total one-stop service for all your auto, home, and business insurance needs. And if you insure both your auto and home with Hub International, you can be eligible for money-saving discounts on both policies. We'll give you personal attention, tailoring your coverage to meet your individual needs, and also help you choose the most economical way to get the total insurance protection you need. Call Robin Schritter at 505-828-4085 or Linda Byford at 505-992-1864. Personal insurance protection at the right price through Hub International.
First, there was the Lost Generation. Then came the Greatest Generation, followed by the Silent Generation, the Me Generation, and Generation X. Now comes the overscheduled, overprotected, hyperparented generation, three out of four of whom are riding in car seats that aren't being used correctly. The latch system is in most cars and makes it easier to be sure your child's car seat is installed correctly. Just clip it to the anchors, attach the top tether, and pull the straps tight. To find out more, visit safercar.gov. Anchor, tether, latch. It's the next generation of child safety for the next generation. A message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate. Heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com. And I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Talk 1260 KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I welcome you back to our program. I want to welcome a very special guest. He is the NBC Real Estate and Lifestyle Correspondent and best-selling author, Michael Corbett, to the show. Nice to have you on All Things Real Estate, Michael.
Thanks, Ray. It's great to be with you.
Well, besides his broadcast activities, Michael has been buying, renovating, and selling homes and apartment buildings for more than 25 years. And is about ready to release.
Since I was 10 years old, right?
Oh, yeah. You are a young guy when you started out. But you're about ready to release your latest book called Before You Buy. And I am holding here, and Gino Thompson, my producer, can confirm I'm not fibbing to the listeners. I'm holding an advanced copy of your book, Michael. And as a real estate broker, I found a lot of your suggestions to be very useful. So what's the main message that you're trying to deliver with the book?
You know, the main thing that the real reason I wanted to write this book, it's because obviously so many home buyers made so many mistakes in the past 5-6 years in home buying that I really wanted to express to anybody who's looking to buy a home that, one, it is a good time to buy now, and two, if you know how to do it, you can buy safely, sanely, and smartly. So it's all about buying safe, sane, and smart, and I really wanted to teach people. Really, I'm very conservative, right? And I would rather see somebody wait to buy if they can't yet afford it, but I want to teach people how they can buy homes they can afford and what they need to do to protect themselves and safeguard themselves so that when they do make a home purchase, it's one that they can afford, one they can keep, and with payments that they can actually continue to make.
Well, excellent counsel, and as a real estate broker, my colleagues and I are constantly beating that same drum all the time. But let's sort of drill down here a little bit, because people can find these very salient points in your new book, Before You Buy, which will be out very soon. But let's talk specifically, 8 reasons that now is the time to buy from your perspective, Michael.
Okay. Why? As I say to people that we're going to look back 5 years from now and say, wow, I wish I had bought in 2011. And the reason is it's sort of because it's a perfect storm of buying opportunity in a sense. And I talk about this in the book, which, yes, thank you. It is, you can buy it now on Amazon, and it comes out in bookstores on Thursday, as a matter of fact. So really why there's this great convergence is, one, interest rates. Interest rates are historically low right now. They're very, very good. Also, too, pricing. In many, many markets, as we know, prices have dropped up to 30% off their highs back in 2006. Prices now are back to what they used to be in 2003, which is really remarkable. So that anyone who thought they missed the boat as far as pricing goes, this is a great opportunity for them right now. Next is also that you have a lot of motivated sellers out there. The sellers that have been sitting and holding and waiting, they have seen that the market is not going to be recovering in a giant upswing anytime soon, so that they know they've gotten realistic. And you know, right, the real estate agents, that's probably been a very difficult is expressing to the sellers, you know, you have to really be realistic. If you want to sell your house, you've got to bring your price down to what the market will command.
Well, let me just interrupt you for a second, because interestingly enough, I received a call this morning from a woman who actually read the newspaper ad that you were going to be on the program and other guests that we had. And she's a seller, a very nice lady here in Santa Fe. And she's been, I don't want to use the word struggling, but trying to figure out how, in fact, as a seller, she can meet this buyer market situation that you're pointing to directly, Michael. Any suggestions just off the top of your head? I know your book is about how to help buyers, but from your standpoint, how can a seller basically get that kind of education and understand what the mentality is of the buying community?
Well, absolutely. Really, for the sellers right now, it's unfortunately it's a bit of a bitter pill to swallow in that you really have to work with your real estate professional. That's the one thing I talk about. And for example, in reading my book, I talk about the comps and understanding exactly what other houses are selling for and when the other houses that are on the market, what they're not selling for. Those are really important features. You need to know what sells and what doesn't. You really have to realistically look at what's on the market, what is selling, Work with your realtor. Look at the comps. The last thing you want to do as a seller is chase the market downward. So some sellers say, well, oh, my house has got to be worth $400,000 when they're advised by the realtor, well, it's probably $375,000. But no, put it up at four. Put it up at four. Worst thing you can do, if you want to sell your house, you really have to be realistic about what houses are really selling for. Because buyers are coming in knowing there's a lot of competition.
Yeah,
buyers are looking at some that are foreclosures, some that are short sales, and you're unfortunately having to compete with those. So I say that really it's a great time to be buying, which means sellers have to know that they just have to price for what houses are actually worth in this market.
Michael, I've got about half a minute left to go here before I need to go to a break, but I wanted to give you the chance. I know one of the chapters in your book, and again, this is Before You Buy, from best-selling author Michael Corbett. It will be on sale this coming week for sure. You can go to Amazon and buy it. But you have one of your chapters deals with how to avoid the costliest buyer's blunders. What's the one blunder that you would recommend that most buyers or all buyers need to avoid?
I would say the biggest buyer blunder that people need to really avoid today is expecting overpaying and then expecting the market to bail you out. Do not count anymore on market appreciation. So many people bought one more than they can afford, higher than they really originally wanted to pay, and they thought, well, that's okay. The house will just keep increasing in value. Never assume that anymore. Only buy what you can afford today and tomorrow.
Excellent counsel from Michael Corbett. If you want to get some additional information about Michael, I recommend that you go to his website, which is Michael Corbett, and let me spell that, C-O-R-B-E-T-T, so michaelcorbett.com. Michael is bringing out his latest book in a long series of books that he has written about on real estate, and it's called Before You Buy. It'll be out this week. Michael, listen, thanks so much. I know you're traveling around the country, probably on a book tour. Thanks for carving out time on your schedule. I'd love to have you back on the show at some point, okay?
Absolutely. You got it, Ray.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was interesting and great commentary. And continuing with our roundtable of real estate issues, I had the opportunity to speak with Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery, regarding some thoughts on how his gallery can assist you in getting ready for an estate sale. Let's take a listen to what Stephen had to say. I want to welcome Stephen Etree, co-owner of Stephen's A Consignment Gallery, to the broadcast booth. As always, great to have you, Stephen.
Thanks, Ray. It's really good to be with you.
This locally owned and well-known Santa Fe institution has for nearly 30 years been offering quality antiques, furniture, art, estate items, as well as a full range of professional estate sales services. Today, as part of our Unique Locations real estate segment, Stephen is going to offer his thoughts on how the gallery can help you with your own estate sale preparations in 2010. Stephen, a lot of people are looking at this for a variety of reasons. What's your suggestion to the listeners about how they can get ready to do their own estate sale?
Well, for folks to do sales here in Santa Fe, first thing they need to do is have an assessment done as to whether an on-site sale is germane, whether we conduct a sale for them or whether they're doing their own liquidation or a yard sale. They really need to determine what it is that they have in the house that they're looking to get rid of and to what extent. The services that we provide at Stephen's is we would go and do a free assessment, give them our professional opinions as to how to move forward, and give them a suggestion as to whether it's an on-site sale is appropriate or whether an off-site consignment basis relationship would be more appropriate. Generally, we want folks not to collapse the yard sale into estate sales. Estate sales are much more particular in that they generally offer to the public most of the items that are in the house, and the houses generally are open to the public to go through and purchase items that are in place as you would naturally find them.
Right.
Yard sale is different, as you know. People remove certain items that they want to get rid of and put them out in their garage or out in their front or backyard. So estate sales are not for everybody.
Right.
They just don't affect what everybody wants.
Yeah.
They are for those situations where you are getting rid of the majority of the contents of a household.
One thing that we've talked about on previous shows, and probably a great differentiator between an estate sale and a yard sale, is that often, and perhaps all the time, with an estate sale, you have a fair amount of emotion going on in the situation. It could be the death of a family. It could be a divorce, a separation, some other traumatic event. You've sort of gotten very comfortable with how to deal with that kind of situation. You almost have to, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, you brought up a really good point. This is something that many folks believe is not going to be their problem.
Right.
Won't happen to me.
Yep.
Well, when you start seeing items or you come close to that point where you need to let go of some items, whether they be your own personal items or whether they be family members' items, it can bring up a lot of emotional content. And, you know, my place as being a professional in this business is to kind of be with the folks where they are when they're there and kind of coach them through what it is to let go and to really move forward towards the ultimate goal,
right,
which generally in this market, it's usually to sell the home or to transition the home to a different use.
Right.
So I try to help them not to forget and lose track of what that ultimate goal is.
Yeah. Well, great commentary as always from Stephen Etrie about the estate sale situation. Remember to stop by Stephen's, a consignment gallery located at 2701 Cerrillos Road, or you can contact Stephen Etrie directly at 505-471-0802. Thanks a lot, Stephen, for being on the show.
Thanks, Ray. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, we're running long here, so Gino Thompson, my producer, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our roundtable of real estate issues. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Santa Fe BMW is changing the game with the all-new X3 and our full line of our X-Drive intelligent all-wheel drive vehicles. Plus, all-new BMWs come with a 4-year or 50,000-mile no-cost maintenance warranty, and all certified pre-owned BMWs are backed by a protection plan of up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. Visit us for this President's Day sale and receive $2,500 off select coupes. 0.9% financing is available on most models. Restrictions apply. Only at Santa Fe BMW. Stop by or go to santafebmw.com for details.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at fnf.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference.
Hey, what's up, New Mexico? It's me, Darius Rucker. And I'm here to tell you about the new Darius Rucker Scratchers from the New Mexico Lottery. There are three different scratchers that features yours truly and a top prize of $65,000. And if you enter the second chance drawing, you'll have a chance to win a trip for two to the CMA Music Festival in Nashville. Share a drink with me, maybe we'll sing a song, and you'll take home a personally signed guitar.
Two trip packages will be awarded. Let me hear today. The New Mexico Lottery. You must be at least 18 to play. Please play responsibly.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Santa Fe's news talk leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and we're doing a roundtable of issues today. I want to welcome Chief Technology Officer with Planet Forward LLC, Scott Irving. Welcome to All Things Real Estate. Scott, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ray. Thanks for having me.
Well, now, you and your business partner, Rod Geston, have developed a new energy rating system called Historical Energy Consumption. What's this all about, and how can it help someone?
Well, here's the deal. Rod and I have been working here professionally as builders, architects, et cetera, for a number of years. We became quite discontented with the evaluation systems that are out there involved in pulling permits and their inability to predict energy performance. So essentially what we started doing is studying our own structures, consumption of energies, the significant number of structures that we've constructed or been involved in through the number of years, and realized that there were patterns based on construction type, age, that we were seeing repeated from building to building. And we saw performance standards that were being established with new construction types, et cetera, but weren't really being acknowledged in the code. So what we decided to do is really create a system. We call it the HEX system, or the historic energy consumption, as you noted, that we've created to collect and evaluate how energy in a building is being consumed, regardless of whether it's a home, commercial single standalone building, a complex, systems of buildings together, et cetera. So what we can do is analyze consumption patterns and, in a reasonably short amount of time, come up with recommendations that we guarantee will reduce your consumption. We can predict the amount of dollars you're going to save via that consumption reduction, and we can tell you what, if you actually take action on a particular recommendation of our system, what that is going to cost and how long it's going to take to pay it off.
Wow, that's pretty significant, and I know Cutting Edge, I've met with you guys over the last, year, and you've been talking about it, and I really commend you for bringing what is a really stellar and, as I said, cutting-edge energy rating system to the marketplace. I know you'll be launching it in a big way over the next few months. But why don't we, for the listeners' benefit, why don't we explain, or you explain, because I can't do it, Scott, how this actually works?
Yeah, what we do is basically we begin the process. There's a couple of different ways to do it, actually. There's a quick and abbreviated way to look at your building, which is just based on your heated square footage and what your total energy consumption has been over as little as a monthly period. So what we do is we aggregate all the consumption sources going into a building. That could be, for example, propane heat, chip fuel, pellet fuel, electricity, et cetera. If you're on the grid, it's generally, however, natural gas and electricity. We take those units of energy that are coming into the building, and we convert them to a common unit of measurement known as BTUs. We express the amount of consumption in BTUs per square foot, and basically do this by visiting the site and noting a significant number of characteristics during a site visit to the structure in the process of trying to do a more refined study. So in collecting building data, we'll note energy consumption sources and transfer sources in a building. What I mean by that, for example, is the space heating equipment, the water heating equipment, the space cooling equipment, the appliances, the IT equipment, the AV equipment, which would include TVs, you know, theaters, things like that, and the lighting that's operating a building. We can tell then by comparing usage patterns with the loads that we've observed in the house exactly how all those sources are being used and where energy can be saved, where there's waste, possibly just by changing human behavior, but also by making minor changes to the building. So this is basically how the system works.
And as our society has become more technological, people don't realize that with all the gadgets and equipment and the things that make our life easier comes higher consumption. Now, when you do this kind of an evaluation, Scott, do you actually have devices that you plug in at the house? I mean, how would someone actually see you arrive, and what would you be physically doing?
We have the capability, of course. We're bringing power meters when we come. I'm bringing my infrared heat guns, et cetera. But generally speaking, what I'm noting is mechanical manufacturer specs, when they were manufactured, what standard they were made to, what type of lighting and fixtures they've got, when were the appliances manufactured, what's their manufacturer's number, serial number, so I can check their original efficiency, looking at heating equipment, I'm looking at boilers, again, when they were manufactured, forced air units, air conditioning systems, et cetera, whose efficiency has changed so radically, so much through recent history, that a system as old as, say, 7 years, this replacement can actually, which could say, you know, my HVAC system, for example, in my house where I took advantage of it, cost me $500 to buy my new system, but basically I reduced my consumption annually by over 6% with that one application, and as a result paid that thing off in less than 2 years just due to my load of my heating bills.
Wow.
So it kind of depends. Each house, each building, commercial, et cetera, is a living, breathing unit. It's a system. It's based on its location, its square footage, its envelope. So we actually are going to go out and do a 3D calc of the size of the building as well. A lot of the systems that are out there are actually only looking at square footage, which is an extremely abbreviated way, and averages everything kind of into a heap We also don't believe in the philosophy of degree days, heating and cooling degree days, so our system kind of washes that. We prefer to look by neighborhoods even and try to build many, many models based on as literally as small of an area as a zip code.
Mm. Well, listen, this is incredibly fascinating information. I want to have you and Rod Gaston back on the show so we can continue the dialogue on this because people need to know about it. You've offered some very useful suggestions today, and if you want to contact either Scott Irving or his business partners, Rod Gaston, about this energy rating system, you can go again to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and look for the Planet Forward reference. But also, two people should get a hold of you. How? You know, what's the best way, Scott?
Best way is really through email. Both Rod and I are available through the planetforwardllc.com. So if you'd like to contact us via email, just Scott at planetforwardllc.com, Scott with two T's, and Rod at planetforwardllc.com. We'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Excellent commentary. This is Scott Irving, who is the Chief Technology Officer with Planet Forward LLC. Thanks so much, Scott. I want to have you back on real soon, okay?
Thanks for having me, Ray. I appreciate it, and have a good afternoon, everybody.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'd like to invite you to join me next Sunday, February 27th, for a special remote broadcast of the show from 1030 Camino Mañana, located off of Bishop's Lodge Road, just north of Santa Fe. Kathy Roberts, CEO of Santa Fe Trust, will co-host the program with me, and we'll be interviewing my broker colleague, Ginger Clark, who is staging an open house at this very special property. I can tell you that this four-bedroom, three-bath, 3,100-square-foot home has been extensively renovated with custom features and sits on an acre of land, which includes a very nice guest house. Now, refreshments will be served, and for those who attend, their names will be entered into a drawing for terrific gifts. So, again, join me next Sunday, which is February 27th, at noon for All Things Real Estate, broadcasting from 1030 Camino Mañana off of Bishop's Lodge Road just north of Santa Fe. I now want to welcome Robin Schritter, who is the Regional Vice President with insurance provider Hub International, to the show. Nice to have you back on All Things Real Estate, Robin.
Thanks, Ray. Always great to spend time with your listeners.
Well, you know, we've all been reading about or we've been seeing it on TV that the recent cold snap caused some disastrous problems for New Mexicans. Given this unusual set of circumstances, what good homeowner insurance tips can you offer today?
Yes, Ray. It's a very sad situation for many New Mexicans. And we all want to commend the restoration companies for working around the clock extracting water, drying out homes and offices. To be sure you are not left standing in water, here's a few suggestions for those affected by these disastrous circumstances and for everyone to be aware of when something like this happens again. First and foremost, if you have water pipes burst, shut off the main water valve in your home. Obviously, you want to mop up or use a shop vac for the standing water on the flooring surface of your property. If it's an overhead pipe burst, drain your ceiling cavities by punching small weep holes in the ceiling. Also, elevate your furniture onto plastic to prevent further water damage and promote warm air circulation and begin drying.
Now, these are all very good common sense suggestions, Robin. How about from an insurance perspective, what should people actually be doing?
Well, Ray, I suggest that you document all damage by taking photos for use by the insurance company in assessing a claim. And to avoid these kinds of things occurring in the future, I recommend you do a few things like letting the cold and hot water faucets drip. Also, cover any outside exterior pipes with foam rubber. Also, when the temperature drops to very low levels, open the cabinet doors underneath the sink to promote warm air circulation. And finally, open doors to rooms with exterior walls and plumbing for the warm air circulation.
Again, very good suggestions. Robin, I also understand that the New Mexico State Insurance Superintendent named the recent cold weather in New Mexico as a catastrophic loss. Now, what does this mean exactly?
Well, Ray, this is really good news for policyholders. By identifying the loss as a CAT event, the Superintendent of Insurance makes the following recommendations. First, homeowners and business owners who sustain damages and the resulting loss of natural gas service should contact their personal insurance carriers to file claims under their policy. duplicate claims should also be filed with the New Mexico Gas Company via their website. Second, for property owners who have filed claims through their home coverage, the superintendent has indicated that insurance companies should have all claims resolved within 90 days. This helps to ensure that property owners are returned to their pre-loss conditions as quickly as possible. And third, the superintendent also stated that defining the storm as a CAT event forbids insurance companies from canceling or failing to renew a policy because of claims filed during a natural disaster. Lastly, the superintendent has advised all insurance companies not to institute any type of premium change on policyholders due to a claim filed as a result of this event.
Well, this is all very great news, Robin. I'm sure the listeners are appreciating your counsel. Thank you for all these helpful tips. And I also think that you and I are trying to find a way to do a remote broadcast together to provide some insurance information to consumers here. Hope we can do that together soon, okay?
Yes, we'd love to do that. Thanks, Ray.
Well, if you have any other insurance-related questions on this issue of the recent cold snap or any other insurance matter, please contact Robin Schroeder and her colleagues by going to our website, allthingsrealestateradio.com, and then click on the Hub International logo. Thanks a lot, Robin, for being on the show today. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, okay?
Thanks. You too. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Bye-bye. Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we'll continue our very active roundtable of real estate issues. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Okay, astronaut, you're up. You'll be meeting with Wish Kid Brandon. His wish is to see a space shuttle launch.
All systems go.
This year, more than 27,000 children will be diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition. The Make-A-Wish Foundation can give them hope that will lift their spirits in these trying times.
And, cowboy, you'll be meeting with Shayla at a dude ranch in San Antonio.
Let's settle up.
Their wishes are waiting to come true.
You can help make my wish happen. Visit wish.org today.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260 KTRC. Now is a great time to be a buyer. Low interest rates, moderate prices, and lots of property options. If you need some help finding that perfect home, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Cliff D4, husband and father of two, was in his prime when life took an unexpected turn. He ruptured a disc in his back.
It was the most awful pain that I've ever experienced. Wondering whether I was going to be able to actually get up and walk or do anything again certainly went through my mind.
Work was out of the question. Fortunately, Cliff had some disability insurance through his employer and purchased additional coverage on his own.
Just in case there was a problem at work and I got hurt, just in case there was an accident on the road, just in case anything happened, it would give me peace of mind to know that my family was taken care of.
It took Cliff 6 months to recover from his injury and the resulting surgery. He can't imagine what it would have been like without the insurance.
We have a mortgage, we have car payments, we have all the things that a normal family has. Having my disability policy ensured that I had the income available to take care of my family and my obligations until I got well again.
Disability insurance. It works for you just in case you can't. A message from the nonprofit Life Foundation.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate. This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and by the sound of that music, you know that we are up to our famous Open House of the Week segment. Today I want to welcome my colleague at Sotheby's International Realty, the very well-regarded Mark Williams, who is sitting today in an open house at 4000 Old Pecos Trail. Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
Ray, I'm doing great. How are you today?
Well, I'm good, and you've been on the show before. You know how this works. You've got about 2 minutes to sell the listeners on all the attributes of 4000 Old Pecos Trail. Go ahead, my friend. You've got the floor.
Ray, this house is just a great house. It was built in 1994 by Charlie Schubert or C.R. Schubert Construction. It's his family's home. The home has great views of all the mountain ranges. There's about 2,800 square feet on 2.5 acres located just south of I-25. on the corner of Rabbit Road and Old Pecos Trail. Four bedrooms, three bathrooms, beautiful wood flooring through the house, a great garage with a heated office space off the garage. The house has tremendous flow to it. There's good separation between the guest bedrooms and the master bedroom. It has a separate guest bedroom and bath on the lowest level of the house. It has an outside entrance. Would be great for an older adult living with the family or an adult child of the family. It's just one of the most tremendous buys. It's valued at $725 and won't last long. I'll be here this afternoon from 1 to 3. With the open house, and I would love for your listeners to drop by and see me.
Well, you did a great job, and you sold me on it for sure. This is Mark Williams. He's going to be at 4000 Old Pecos Trail today from 1 to 3. Beautiful four-bedroom house. We're very proud of it. It sits on 2.7 acres of land in a choice area. Mark, listen, I hope the buyer or the seller is on his or her way today, and good luck with the open house, all righty?
Ray, thanks a lot. They need to be on their way or they'll miss their opportunity. I hope you have a great day. Thanks.
You too, my friend. Thank you. Bye-bye. I'd like to again invite you to join me next Sunday, February 27th, for a special remote broadcast of the show from 1030 Camino Mañana, located off of Bishop's Lodge Road, just north of Santa Fe. Kathy Roberts, CEO of Santa Fe Trust, will co-host the program and will interview my broker colleague, Ginger Clark. Again, she's staging an open house at this very special property. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath, 3,100-square-foot home, which was extensively renovated with custom features and sits on an acre of land, which includes a very nice guest house. Refreshments will be served, and for those who attend, their names will be entered into a drawing for terrific gifts. So join me next Sunday, February 27th at noon, for All Things Real Estate, broadcasting from 1030 Camino Mañana off of Bishop's Lodge Road, just north of Santa Fe. I now want to welcome and close out the show with my Sotheby International Realty broker colleague, Emily Medvick. Welcome to All Things Real Estate, Emily. How are you?
I'm great, Ray. Thanks for having me on this afternoon. I've been listening to the show for the past few minutes as I've been driving to my open house.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a great way to have conversations about what's going on in our market today.
Well, I agree 100%. And besides being a highly regarded real estate broker, Emily is also considered one of our very best experts on social media. Emily, now everyone has heard about social media, and many of us, of course, use it daily. But let's start with the fundamentals. What is social media?
Well, you know, Ray, it's really a buzzword that I think everybody uses a lot now. But actually, it's nothing more than having online conversations in the same way you and I are having a conversation right now on the phone. Social media is just another way to have a conversation, except it's online.
And it's online, and this, of course, involves all of the things that people know about Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, the whole nine yards of ways of communicating. And
right.
Actually, you and I have talked about this on many occasions, but what's actually new in social media and social networking this week? Because as you've told me correctly, it changes minute to minute.
Yeah, you know, and it's really hard for me to keep up. And, you know, some of the things I can mention I haven't really looked at, you know, completely. But the one that's got me absolutely laughing is there's a new social media tool that I think it's having, you know, that I think it's worth having them look at. It's called Bump, B-U-M-P, and it would be BUMP.com. And it's a company that has created a way to connect your license plate on your car with an email address so others can communicate with you.
Interesting.
They have a very enlightening video on YouTube about it, but I haven't gone much deeper than that.
And the value of that would be there's a license plate behind you. You type in the number, presumably, or letters, and all of a sudden you can be connected to someone. Is that the principle?
Well, not quite. It would be in front of you, or you're walking by a car. Let's say you're walking by a car and there's a flat tire, and you want to be a good citizen, all right? And if that car owner has their license plate registered on Bump and you point your smartphone to it and create an image of that plate, it will immediately take you to a screen where you can let them know they have a flat tire in an email.
Wow.
That's what I see is working now. So it's just, you know, each of these tools that are coming out
are just amazing.
Well, and if you're one of the experts on this and you say you're having a hard time keeping up with it, imagine the rest of us civilians trying to do that. I mean, I guess maybe that leads to one of my off-the-grid questions here, and that is, and we've talked about this before, with all of the options out there with things like bump and QR codes and the like and all this stuff that people can participate in, how can someone... And, of course, this is also a generational issue, but how can someone actually simplify their life by using a handful of social networking, social media platforms that make their life easier, but not to be overwhelmed by all the different options?
Well, I think in part we're becoming the overwhelmed generation, regardless of whether we're X, Y, or millennial, or seniors, or anything else, you know. What I see happening is that there's a shift going on between how people communicate. That's one thing. The other thing is how they make their buying choices in the marketplace. I know if you're going to go out and look at another video camera, because you do such great video tours of the homes that you feature, I know the first place you go is online.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? All right, so just imagine a buyer today that's looking for a house in Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
Where do they go? They go online.
Yeah.
You know, and beyond that, if they're going to find any broker to work with, they want to make sure that broker can communicate with the same tools that they are using as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an excellent suggestion. I've got about 2 minutes left here, Emily, before I need to wind out the show. So let's give a minute to buyers, and let's give a minute to sellers. For buyers, how can they use social networking? And we're talking about real estate buyers.
Right. Well, what real estate buyers are doing today is that they're often not calling us, you know, as a startup. If they want to find out the price of a home, they're actually going online, typing in the street address. And, you know, and there they actually find price, virtual tour, details of the home, so on.
Right.
If they go any further and they want to type in the subdivision name or the neighborhood, they might then find a blog written by you or by myself about that neighborhood.
Right.
In the process, they're going to meet us. You know, and what they're actually looking at is who can I work with that I get to know that I like and that I will trust.
Mm. Well, excellent suggestions. I'll tell you what, Emily, we're going to hold off on how you can make some suggestions to sellers because we're just about running out of time here. But anyway, I want to thank you again for your interesting commentary. If you want to get a hold of Emily Medvick, who is a colleague of mine at Sotheby's International Realty, you can call her at 660-4541, or you can go to one of her multiple websites. I'm going to use this one right now, www.breakingsantafenews.com. Check her out. She knows social networking, social media just about better than anybody else. So, Emily, thanks a lot for joining us on the show today.
Hey, Ray, thanks for the opportunity.
Well, I'll have you back soon, okay?
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Anyway, I want to thank all my guests today for offering some very useful real estate commentary. Gino Thompson, as always, my producer. Gosh, it's good working with you, buddy. As well as Kate, Debbie, Melissa, and Phil at Sotheby's International Realty. Thanks for giving our loyal listeners a terrific program today. Thank you for tuning into the show. And please know that I would love to help you with your own real estate issues. So call me at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.